Tabor, ATX, mobile.
Is it early this morning?
A normal Thursday time.
I do remember that. How you doing this morning, Patrick? It's Matthew here at WW4JT.
Good this morning, other than having to be up at 4:30 in the morning. How about yourself?
I'd agree with that. Yeah, I got a little short trip to do, a three-day trip, come back Saturday. So, headed out on the 6 a.m. out of Greer.
Surprised to hear you out here this morning, so just never know anymore, do we?
About that. No, most of the month this I had late starts. This was a kind of a filler trip that I added, and it's an oddball, but it's all right. I get done before Easter. That's what counts.
It'd be nice Easter day, too. And, hey, do you get to pick your schedule, or do they pick it for you?
Monthly, so, like, roughly on the 11th or so, I see the following month, and I look at the trips, I pick them, and I'll know by the, you know, by the 15th which trips I have. So it's pretty good. It's not terrible.
Work as much or as little as you want to.
Not as little as I want to, if you know what I mean. But yes, almost. I mean, there's time limits and things in there that have to be met, but that's it.
I was curious to how that works, but that's pretty good then. You can arrange your schedule, your time off and stuff like that around things you need. A lot of flexibility there.
That's a good thing. For instance, if you needed a certain stretch of days, you could do it without taking any kind of personal or vacation time, generally speaking, which is kind of nice.
Because you can meet your required hours for the month or week, whatever they are. That would be pretty good. Yeah, that probably works out really well for you.
Worked out pretty good for about 36 years, so I guess that's not terrible. And, of course, seniority goes up over time, so it usually gets better for you, you know what I mean?
You're to fit on those flights that you want instead of having to, I've got to take this one.
Exactly. Well, I hope you have a good day today, and you know, may the sail of gods be with you, and be fruitful.
Thank you, Matthew. I hope you have a good flight this weekend, and I hope you have a good Easter and enjoy it, and enjoy what today is really about.
My daughter and her husband will be over, and for a few hours in the afternoon, at least, anyway, and we'll celebrate with a meal and relax for a bit. That's about it. Not too much planned.
Nothing wrong with keeping it simple and enjoying the family.
Agreed with that. Likewise, I hope you get to do the same.
So I'm sure my son will be over and his girlfriend, but so I'll be doing the same thing. He's my only son, so our only child. So sure we'll be together on that day. Not exactly sure what all we're doing other than going to church, but other than that, I'm sure he'll be around.
This year we're doing the traditional Italian. My wife ran across a guy that makes, they make pasta in Greenville, and it wasn't a popular kind down here. It's called manicotti, or manicotti, whatever. There's different translations. And but he started making it, and it's been a big hit for his store for the last couple of years. And so she gets that, and then we have that with the ham and a few other things, and it's all good.
Sounds good. I love some Italian food.
It's kind of a little taste from home kind of thing, you know, memories from my mom and that sort of thing. So that part's cool.
Now that's always a good thing when you can and enjoy a meal and remember the holidays and that. And you're doing it with your family now to pass that tradition on. So that's always a good thing.
Yes, because they do get lost sometimes, you know, so you do try to keep it alive.
How many children do you have?
Two girls, they're older, 25 and 26. Both are adopted from Ukraine years ago. We've been blessed. They're good kids.
Ew. And, I've just got the one son. We lost our first one. Have the one child, one son.
Sorry to hear that. Life can deliver some hard knocks along the way. The oldest one was adopted at 4 and a half. The younger one was adopted at 7.
Well, I'm glad you were there for them and able to do that. I'm sure they appreciate what you've done for them.
It was just one of those things, you know, it was a kind of a no-brainer. We didn't have to give it a lot of thought. It was unable to do it ourselves, so why not, right?
Yes, sir. I'm sure you got a lot out of it also, watching them grow up and be there for them and that kind of thing. And it's always a pleasure and joy to do that. I'm glad you got to do that for them.
It's been interesting, let me tell you what. Not without challenge, but what isn't, right?
That's life, isn't it?
101, absolutely.
Where's your flight to this time?
Trips all southeast, kind of local stuff. I go out to Shreveport and out to Gulfport. Overnight in Gulfport, and the next day, it's an Augusta turn, and then back out to Shreveport overnight there. So pretty easy, especially when the weather's good.
I imagine those are pretty short flights for you, no more than a couple hours at a time.
What's the longest? It's hour and 10, something, hour and 15. Then you have Augusta, which is quick 30. So, yeah, they're all quick.
I'm starting to lose the repeater. I'm getting into what I call the black hole up here. So it's good to talk to you this morning. You be safe out there, and I hope you have a good Easter and enjoy it with your family. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your phone. 73.
Patrick, do the same. Have a great weekend and enjoy family as well. Good talking this morning. 73's to you, and be careful out there. WW4JET.